Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Thursday, September 10th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. The central and southern parts of the state are under a red flag fire warning through this evening. Windy and dry conditions mean any fires that spark could spread quickly. The Moonshine Fire west of Wheatland in the Laramie Range has grown to nearly 2,700 acres since it was reported on Monday. As of last night, it was 0% contained. 150 people are working to suppress the fire as it burns in difficult-to-access terrain. Wheatland Rural Electric Association power is out until further notice to support firefighter safety, according to a Facebook post by the Bureau of Land Management, Wyoming. There are no evacuations in place, but officials are asking people to avoid unnecessary travel through that area. A recently filed federal lawsuit alleges the University of Wyoming's new president stifled climate science education at West Point before coming to Wyoming. Jeff Victor has more.
Before taking the helm at UW, Brigadier General Shane Reeves oversaw academic programs at the U.S. Military Academy. A federal lawsuit filed last month accuses Reeves and others of cracking down on a professor for teaching that climate change has human causes. The lawsuit alleges they were acting in line with the ideology of President Trump and Department of War leadership, who reject mainstream climate science. Donald O'Toole, a retired UW professor, says he's worried what these alleged actions could mean for Reeves' tenure at UW.
If pressure comes on the university to, let's say, go easy on climate research, it's got academic freedom implications.
The president's office declined to comment for this story. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jeff Victor.
The majority of Western states now let Medicaid help cover the cost of doulas. They provide emotional support and information to people before, during, and after childbirth. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merzbach has more on the growing movement.
A decade ago, two U.S. states allowed Medicaid reimbursement for doulas. Now, 28 do, including Arizona, Colorado, Nevada, New Mexico, and Utah. Montana could join the lineup later this year, and some lawmakers in Wyoming are considering it. Allie Batwin, a postpartum doula in Colorado, says she's seen way more clients wanting care since the state started reimbursing them up to $1,500 in 2024.
So it really was a thing that only wealthy people could afford. Now we're seeing better outcomes for across all socioeconomic statuses.
Doulas have been shown to decrease C-section rates by as much as half and increase breastfeeding rates. For the Mountain West News Bureau and Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
Natrona County residents packed the courtroom during a commissioner's meeting last week with everyone's focus directed at a proposed 940-acre data center. Wyoming News Now's John Habershaw reports.
Prometheus intends to apply for a planned unit development to zone 940 acres south of I-25 on the Falls Ranch property between Casper and Glenrock. Some residents shared the same skepticism and worry of the negative impact it could have on Wyoming's landscape.
We're talking, what, 150 jobs? It's not worth our landscape. We can't get it back. Once it's gone, it's gone.
While others believe getting ahead in the AI data center race could open up job opportunities that go well beyond the center itself.
Projects of this scale can create demand for local contractors, suppliers, skilled trades, transportation providers, and service business throughout the region.
While Natrona County residents remain split, commissioners did say that any formal vote on the Prometheus project remains months away. I'm John Habershaw, Wyoming News Now.
President Trump's recent executive order calling on federal agencies to remove wolves from Endangered Species Act protections has triggered alarms in New Mexico and Arizona. The Mountain West News Bureau's Jenny Kinsey reports a small subspecies of roughly 300 wolves are among those caught up in the process.
The executive order would not include wolves, mainly in Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, and bordering areas where states manage populations. But it does include gray wolves everywhere else, including a small group known as Mexican gray wolves, found mainly in New Mexico and Arizona. Michael Robinson with the Center for Biological Diversity argues that science still supports federal protection for those wolves.
Mexican gray wolves are critically imperiled in large part because of dangerously low levels of genetic diversity.
Trump's order states that delisting wolves would help cattle ranchers' profits. The Interior Department has 90 days to consider recommendations for next steps with the wolves. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Jenny Kinsey at KANW in New Mexico.
The Wyoming Department of Transportation is previewing its 2050 long-range transportation plan. It will guide decisions and create a vision for the state's transportation network for the next 25 years. WyDOT is asking for feedback from the public, and there is an online self-guided website with more information at wydotlrtp.com. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Rock Springs resident is living in his dream home, which he molded with his own hands. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports Mark Sweet was tired of looking at square houses, so he built himself a round one. The concrete structure is filled with custom hand-built carpentry. Sweet says it'll probably last for 200 years or so. A Wyoming man has contributed thousands of samples to the known plants growing in the Bighorn Mountains. The Basin Republican Rustler reports Daniel Coles spent 146 days of fieldwork there and collected 8,087 plant specimens. The area's flora is not well documented, but Coles made a dent. He discovered more than 200 species not seen in the Bighorns before, along with rare Arctic plants, new non-native records for Wyoming, and one non-native species that's never been documented growing wild in North America. A natural area just outside of Green River has reopened to the public following a destructive fire. The Scotts Bottom Nature Area burned in March, and the Parks and Recreation Department has been rehabilitating the area. While it's still recovering, it's once again a place for people to connect with nature. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And here's today's Wyoming trivia question. Which Wyoming governor served in the post longer than any other? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll be sure to give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, who was the first Wyoming resident to serve as a U.S. ambassador? Cody's Robert Douglas Coe was chosen by President Dwight Eisenhower to be the U.S. ambassador to Denmark. He served from September 1953 to June 1957. Congratulations to Ann Nickel, the first to submit the correct answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. Enjoy your day and join me again tomorrow.